Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you, Chris, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cyprus's parliament president says a deal reached for his country to raise billions of dollars in order to qualify for an international bailout is a painful one for the island nation's people and a defeat for European solidarity. The deal reached in Brussels early today prevented Cyprus's imminent financial meltdown by securing a last-minute $13 billion bailout on the condition that the country cut back its banking sector and force large losses on big deposits to help pay much of the bill. Negotiations ended with approval of the deal by the 17-nation Eurozone's finance ministers. Without a bailout deal, the tiny Mediterranean nation would have faced the prospect of bankruptcy, which could have forced it to become the first country to abandon the euro currency. The measures are likely to deepen the recession in Cyprus. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 234,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans will begin on September the 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at, well, get the computer up here working properly, 14,550. It's up 38 points. The NASDAQ, 3258, up 13. And the S&P 500, 1563. It is up just over 7 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Winter wheat was damaged in the southwestern U.S. plains Sunday and this morning when low temperatures dropped down into the teens across some of the minor wheat-producing areas from the southern portions of the Texas Panhandle into a big part of West Texas. The coldest air will shift into the U.S. Delta, Tennessee River Basin, and southeastern states as we move through the night tonight and tomorrow night. And some damage will occur, but it certainly will not be as extensive as that which occurred this morning. In the U.S. Midwest, snow of significance fell during the course of the last 2 days, and we have added some protection to our winter wheat crop, and there will not be any damage across the region. The same is true for the bulk of U.S. hard red winter wheat country, where significant snow was present over the weekend and into this morning to protect crops. The snow depths are running anywhere from 3 to 6 inches in general, with some local totals over 8 inches. There were some locations in northeastern Colorado that got up to 16 inches, or actually 15 inches of accumulation, and one location in Illinois that had 16 inches. A lot of variation in the snow depths has occurred in the last couple of days. The snow is representative, of course, of our colder-than-normal weather, and it looks like winter is not giving up quite yet. The colder-than-usual bias will prevail across a big part of the Midwest over these next several days, and will likely continue into the early days of April, although the temperature anomalies will not be as great then as they have been, and we will still have a problem, though, with drying rates across the region. We need abundant sunshine and warmer temperatures to impact a big part of the Midwest so that excessive moisture can get out of the soil and we can get into the fields. Farming prospects over these next 2 weeks are not very good because we not only have a continuation of the cool weather, but we also will see waves of precipitation continuing. Snow will fall lightly across the Midwest from parts of Iowa and Missouri eastward to Ohio today. Tomorrow, most of that precipitation will be east of the Mississippi River Basin, and then on Wednesday morning, there may still be some snow flurries in eastern Ohio and parts of eastern Michigan. But as we go through the rest of the week, it'll be relatively quiet across the Midwest with not much precipitation, but the temperatures will still be mild to cool. Evaporation rates will be low. Showers will begin to develop again in the Great Plains on Thursday afternoon and on into Friday. A part of that disturbance will likely work its way into the Midwest. However, we'll probably make it into the weekend before a significant amount of precipitation falls across the region. At that time, we'll see rain and snow both march across the region from west to east. The precipitation totals over the weekend will be light, but a much stronger storm system is slated to impact the U.S. plains and portions of the Midwest as we get into the early to middle part of next week. That storm system promises to dump a lot of moisture across the region again and further assure us that we will not be in the fields planting corn in the first week of April. The storm system that is expected next week will be followed by another punch of cooler air, but should warm up appropriately ahead of the storm system to help create the strong thunderstorm activity that will likely impact the region. High temperatures these next couple of days will definitely be cooler than average. We'll look for readings this afternoon to run mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with a few lower 40s and a few upper 20s in the far northwest. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow, again 30s and 40s. Readings on Wednesday will run in the upper 30s and 40s north and 40s and lower 50s south. We'll continue the warming trend on Thursday with highs mostly in the 40s and 50s. Low temperatures at night will likely slip back into the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, both tonight and tomorrow night, and then perhaps a little bit warmer as we move into the second half of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. May wheat, 757, down 4.5. July, 762.25, down 4.25. May wheat in Chicago, 724.5, down 5.25. July, 725.25, down 4. May corn, 724, down 2.25. July, 707.25, down 1.25. December, 567, up 1.75. May soybeans, 1432.75, down 7.75. July, 1411.5, down 6.5. November, 1263.75, unchanged. May soybean meal, 416.70, down 2.60. May soybean oil, 50.34. down 9 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis, and he is with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Quite the drive in today.
Yeah, interesting, especially when you compare to what we had a year ago at this time.
People aren't driving in and they were out planting.
No, that's exactly right. But hopefully this is the last one of the year, Dave.
It looks like the deal in Cyprus didn't do anything for soybeans being in positive territory today.
No, got her late bailout deal over the weekend. We are seeing the dollar firm up a little bit, but somewhat of a muted reaction amongst the commodity sector to start out this morning. And it seems like we're just going to see a lot of what we call position squaring. That's always a popular word as we head towards major reports, Dave. And I think we're going to see a little bit of everything probably as we head into Thursday's numbers, providing we don't have any other surprises until then. But probably I would assume some sort of both sides kind of trade here as we move into Thursday.
Is position squaring a technical term for traders drinking coffee and reading the sports section?
I think that might be it, because you kind of got to set a post on May corn to see if it's actually changing much here this morning. Pretty quiet. We did test the 100-day moving average on May corn there on Friday at 720. We're able to bounce off of it. Probably be some sort of support here this morning. But like I said, I would assume we're going to see just kind of trade on both sides of this recent range here as we move into Thursday and then see what 11 o'clock brings us. And I assume we'll have some fireworks either way after that.
You know what we'll be getting a good look at will be that planning report from progress report this afternoon from USDA and see how we've doing down south.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, Louisiana, those type areas are running a hell of, ahead of average here through last week. So
Georgia, not so much.
Not so much as we move a little farther east, but we'll get a kind of an idea. And then here in another week or two, we'll have the national numbers out, some official releases from the USDA on a national scale, and obviously going to show us behind last year. But not too much concern here as we move forward. Now, we get another 3-4 weeks down, could be a different story. But you know, with the calendar not even turning April yet, the market's not going to get too excited about planning delays quite yet, Dave.
Before we let you go, just a curiosity, because you haven't seen it in a while, it was actually a little bear spread in the corn pit.
Yeah, we are seeing a little bit.
I mean, it's not a lot of money here, but it is a bear spread.
No, right. Seeing the May, July even weaken up here a little bit, and that's typically been a function of increased producer selling, but obviously haven't seen a lot of action here this morning. But you're right, we are seeing new crop gain on old crop here just a little bit here this morning.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Illinois. Current tick, May corn, 724 and a quarter, down 2. December, 566 and 3 quarters, up 1.5. May beans, 1433 and a half, down 7. In November, 1264 and a quarter, up 0.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.